My wife was laughing at me the other day. She said something about, what is that prayer that preacher used to pray at Magnolia, the pastor of that church? And I told her, Brother Shepherd, pastor, he resigned, as they called me. And he stayed for a while and worshiped with us. I'm following to pray before the message. And I thought he said in his prayer that God would eliminate my mind. Now that bothered me for a little bit. But what I found out he was saying after very closely listening to him, he was saying, illuminate. Brother Canberra's mind. And I thought, well, that puts a little bit of a different perspective on it. So, you know, that's what we need today is illumination. And there are a lot of people that are religious people that are walking in the dark when it comes to God's truths. That's what's so important about studying God's Word. That's what's so important about judging everything we do to make sure it is acceptable unto God. You ought to be turning to 2 Corinthians 12:9. That is what is so important about not only just studying the New Testament, but studying the whole Bible. Because we find in Leviticus, God made the statement that no strange fire was to be brought before him. Because part of the worship of God was fire that was ignited by God and was a perpetual fire. But yet, we have an example in the Old Testament of two men taking upon themselves the idea of kindling strange fire before God in their censers. And some people would say, well, God would benevolently smile upon that. Not so. Not true. False worship is never acceptable before God. These two wicked men, God clave the earth, and that earth swallowed them up because it was strange worship before God. We need to be careful of how we worship. We must know whom we worship. John chapter 4, Jesus speaks to the woman at the well, the Samaritan.